Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon with today's explainer. A busy day ahead for the future Premier of Western Australia. Roger Cook is actually still acting in the role. The formalities to officially secure him the gig are still continuing. The hard work was all done last week, though. The union-led factions in the party negotiating the numbers. In the end, it fell to Roger Cook from the left and Rita Saffiotti from the right as his deputy. So today, the Labor caucus will meet to rubber stamp those appointments by officially giving the pair the tick and advising Parliament of their decision. The final piece in the puzzle is gaining approval from Australia's head of state, King Charles. His representative here in Australia, Governor Chris Dawson, will pass on the King's decision and then swear in our new Premier, his deputy, and any other new ministers that are chosen. That all happens at Government House here in WA on Thursday. From there, Roger Cook has the gig. In terms of ministerial changes, that's left to the party to decide. In the Liberals, it was Colin Barnett's decision who his ministers were, as long as it included three Nats. But Labor hoist their ministerial choices on the leader, Roger Cook, to deal with. Enter David Michael from the right faction. He's expected to move into the cabinet room, and that looks like the only main change. It means there are 17 cabinet ministers. Labor opting not to have too many cooks in the kitchen, leaving Roger to show stability in the post-McGowan era. That's the explainer. For more Perth News on demand, go to the Listener app.